Hello and welcome to Strong Tower Radio Feature. I'm your host, Tom Mazure, and I'm on location. Today, I'm in a closet. Yes, I am in the closet of the Jack Frost Closet of the First Presbyterian Church of Cadillac, Michigan. And I have two ladies who are on the Outreach and Fellowship Committee, and they are key people, part of a team that provide clothing for children in this community. You'll learn so much more about it today. So I'd like to first introduce Badonna Davis. Welcome to our program.
Thank you, Tom. Glad to be here.
And we also have Linda Anderson.
Thank you. I am also glad to be here.
Well, let's have a word of prayer and then we'll start this delightful interview. Our great Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for the privilege to meet your servants, people who are your hands and feet, meeting the needs in such a wonderful, unique, such a delightful way of bringing joy to families, to children. And we thank you. Be with our listeners. Help them to find a similar ministry where they can replicate or contribute to this particular ministry. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I'm here in the basement and in a closet. Now, this closet is a little bit bigger than our listeners are thinking of. They're probably thinking about their household closet that's, you know, maybe 18 inches deep, 2 feet deep, and maybe 3 or 4, 5 feet if it's a large closet. But Badonna, how big is this closet?
Well, I would guess it's probably, 20 by 25 feet. And it's full of shelves and stands for hanging
clothing.
Yes.
And putting boots and mittens and gloves. What does the Jack Frost Closet do?
We provide new pants and boots, and we have since added in the last couple years socks, because children come to try on boots barefoot in November and December. And now we've added also mittens and crocheted hats and knitted hats from the women of the church. So each child gets a new pair of boots and pants and gets to walk over and pick out their boots and try on gloves. And it's a very fun moment for them.
So I want you to think that you're walking into a store and you smell the smell. This is wintertime now. And you smell the smell of new clothing. You're going over to the overcoats, a nice warm jacket and a long of ski pants, and you smell that rubber of the boots, that synthetic or plastic or whatever it is. That's where we are right now. And we are in this room here that's 20 by 25, and all around me I see racks. I see racks of children's boots and numbers on those shelves. They're stacked, 4 or 5 high, and boots on that. They just graduate in size, little boys, little girls, all the way around. And I look behind me, what is winter in the north without a pair of snow pants? I mean, every child needs a pair of snow pants. And of course, that warm jacket to wear to school. Tell me, Badonna, what was the whole idea behind this? How did this ministry just blossom into this wonderful ministry? Right now, you're serving at this current time. This ministry is continuing to grow. The last report that you handed me, actually Linda handed me, was 271 individuals have been blessed already this year. How does a ministry providing new clothes at a critical time of the year, how does a ministry like this grow and happen?
Well, it's happened over time. It's by the grace of God, as word has gotten out into the community, as need has increased. We've been able to serve more children. Congregation has been very generous and recognized that families need this help. They can't afford to buy snow pants and boots for their children. They have so many other expenses. And so the program's been going on for years. Linda and I don't even know when it originated. It's been going on for so long, but we are seeing the need increase, and so we're always in need of more donations, more funding to help us service all these families.
Let's ask Linda, what just kind of a recent history, how has this ministry grown exponentially?
Well, 5 years ago, we served 24 children. And as Tom said, we're now up to 271. And that's, we're adding at least 20 more this Wednesday. It's grown because we've contacted outside resources now, social workers in local schools, DHS.
To get referrals?
Yes, they do the screening. We do not do any screening here. So if there's a phone call to our church and a mom needs boots or pants for her children, that's fine with us. We schedule them on a Wednesday and they can come, of course.
This is so well organized. Badanu, would you tell us how the process happens, how somebody gets intaken, get the referrals, and so on and so forth, but how do you prepare for it? This is so well organized. So you mentioned Wednesday night, Linda mentioned Wednesday night. How does that happen? What happens behind the scenes on that night? And then we're going to even go even further back as the infrastructure. But what happens, you get that referral, and tell us the process.
Well, they're giving a assigned time to come in each Wednesday night, and so they come into our fellowship hall, and on each table is a large sign with a number and a sheet of paper that has the family's information, their name of each child, the gender, their age, their boot size, and the size for their snow pants. And so each table will have their snow pants and boots laid out for the family. And so when they come through the door, we'll welcome them and ask their last name. We have a large master sign that shows us what table the family should go to. And so we'll escort them to the table and then start helping them to try on the boots and the snow pants. And if they don't fit, we'll go back to our closet and find another pair of boots or snow pants and bring it out and then help the kids try those on until we have something that fits well and is comfortable. And so once they have their boots and snow pants, we have down the middle of the fellowship hall a table full of socks and gloves and mittens, as well as the hats that Linda talked about. And then each child can pick those out. We have large bags, and they can put everything in their bags to take home. But many times, the kids are so excited about their new snow pants and boots, especially the little ones, that they won't take them off. So they go home in their new little outfit.
Well, Linda, I'm imagining this is a winter night. It starts as early as October. Well, you know, the time change comes soon enough, and some of them will arrive after dark. I could just see them, somehow they get here. Not all of them have cars. Sometimes they have to have friends or other people bring them. They come to the church door. They come into the fellowship hall, which is a half a story below. They make a few steps down, and I can just imagine it's almost like a concierge service. It's like VIP, and there as soon as they cross the door. In fact, folks, I'm hoping that I'm going to come back on a Wednesday, and hopefully we can put this on a recording and just talk to some of these families. But I mean, to see that they are cared for, this is all brand new stuff. You have that master list that Badanya shared, that it's orderly. They have their dedicated table with all their stuff on it. They're trying it on just like a good shoe salesman, and you know, everything is just, they're just being enveloped. Do I have a good picture there?
Yes, very much so.
And I haven't even been here. What you guys have described it wonderfully.
You do a very good job.
Well, thank you. Can you tell a couple stories of people that would have fit that scenario to bring that to our listeners can form that picture of at the top of the stairs and the kids, the excitement?
That's true. We have a committee of five or six that help every Wednesday so that each family comes in, they're greeted and taken to their table, like Madonna told you, and they are so excited. It's just a fun thing for the volunteers that work so hard to put this on. That is the culmination of all our efforts. And we've had moms that, when you look down, are just wearing flip-flops. Or
this
scuffs.
Is fall to winter.
Yeah. Oh, sure. It's snow outside. And so if we ask mom, you know, how long would you like a pair of boots? And one mom told us this year she hadn't had a pair of boots in more than 2 years because she couldn't afford them. So that made us all feel good. Send her home with new boots. She was very excited.
Now, Madonna, there's a lot of things that go on behind the scenes. How does this wonderful closet get stocked? How does it happen?
Well, a lot of hard work by a few of the women who are very, very organized. After a Wednesday night distribution, they'll come back in and take inventory and look where there's gaps in sizes. They'll compare that to the schedule for the next Wednesday, who's scheduled to come in, and, you know, how many boys, how many girls, what sizes do they need, and then we go shopping again. And the women that do the shopping are experts at finding bargains. They know every store that has a bargain, and they text back and forth to make sure if anybody's out, where to go and what they have available. They try to shop locally. For the most part, that's done, and so we get great bargains. And so they'll come back and stock the shelves and continue to converse back and forth to make sure that we have enough boots and snow pants, and they do this on a constant basis. They're very, very busy during the October to December season, and so very, very organized. I have to commend them for that. They just have a great strategy of keeping track of what families, because some families can't make it sometimes. Kids get sick or whatever, so they keep track of who's rescheduled and making contact with everybody. And Linda does a great job of calling families and reminding them and making sure that everybody can get here. But when they can't, we reschedule, and because we want everyone to have their boots and snow pants.
Now, Linda, I'm one of those rare male Black Friday shoppers. I love Black Friday shopping. And I've always kind of been a minority within my occupation here. I could just imagine, and I've gone against female teams. They have people who got the cars waiting outside in the car, and one goes to the shelf, and one goes directly to the checkout line so they can be third in line. So by the time they get to the front, the merchandise is there. That sounds like your team there. I just learned about this a little while ago. It's just these people are delightfully motivated. How describe how you guys do it. I think Madonna started it, but see if she missed any morsels, tasty
morsels. It becomes fun. Like Friday was the beginning of Meyer's Santa Bucks, so I'm there Friday. And then they have on sale, 60 off, and then you have an additional $10 off for Santa Bucks. So I had 15 pairs of bibs for, came out to like $12 a pair when I got done, and that was fun.
You're a bargain shopper at heart. You know, I saw your statistics from your wonderful statistics here, that the average person is $39 worth of merchandise that you spent, but the retail value, if you're getting something at 60% off, is we may be even at $100 worth of merchandise to these particular families. Madonna and Linda, let's talk about this. What a wonderful concept. What is the service area that you're currently serving? And how can our listeners help by either helping this particular winter clothes pantry or to replicate it someplace else across our listening area, across Michigan, or literally could be across the United States? Of course, more in the cold climates, but...
Well, I think We don't have a real area. Certainly we started out in Cadillac, and it's reached out now beyond Cadillac and the neighboring communities. And if anybody, any community could call the church and the
Let's give that
voice,
number because we'll want to give that
that's
a
wonderful
separate
idea.
Time.
231-775-7111.
And we'll want to say that a second time.
231-775-7111. And you could call that number 24 hours a day because it has a voicemail that prompts you to Jack Frost. And that will come to me as a email. So I can call you after you leave your name and phone numbers, all you'd have to do, and I'll call you back and schedule, find out who your children are, what age they are, what size you need, and we'll schedule you for Wednesday.
Very good.
And any community around Northern Michigan or anywhere could start one of these. It just it requires a great deal of fundraising within your own church. And we have done that very successfully because the church is so appreciative of this mission that we've started that it just keeps growing and the funding keeps needing and increasing. It's just been a very worthwhile program for our whole church. It includes everybody, really. It's a committee, our own committee, but it certainly reaches everyone in the congregation. Everybody's proud of it.
Let me ask you this question. If somebody wanted to start a winter clothing pantry like this, how much, and they're going to try to service like you did in your initial years 5 years ago, how much money would they possibly need to have, and what would be a strategy? Could they come train with you? Could they, with your secret shoppers or your team of shoppers, could they actually somehow look over your shoulder, or you would include them in this process, or put them in the email loop so they could get the ambiance of methods and processes?
Well, I think we would welcome to have anybody either come to the church and meet with us or call us.
Or come visit to the distribution on a Wednesday night.
Yes, right. Yeah, come on a Wednesday night distribution. That would be great. And just see the process, how we do it. If they would like to duplicate that, I mean, we could give them the pointers of, you know, what we've done through the years and how we've grown and things that work, things that don't work, like some of the things that we do on distribution night with the tables numbered now and a master to show which families go to what tables. That has helped a lot, and we didn't do that for a while. So just little pointers like that, but we would be happy to accept a phone call and talk to them or have them come and look at our closet and, you know, watch the distribution. It's a need out there, and I think families really appreciate it. They especially, I think, appreciate that we give out new items, that sometimes kids, they have multiple kids in the family, so then they can hand down items. And so we just want to share the love of Christ with our community. And so this is one way that we can do it, and we'd be happy to share that with others that would like to do the same.
Let me ask this question, maybe this one to Linda. If a church said, yes, we want to do such a ministry, how many people could they serve with $1,000?
I think you could start out very well, but small. I think we've spent $11,000 this year. But we do have a great deal of stock that hasn't been used for those 271 children that will carry us over into next year as well. And we've increased that every year with the sales in the spring. We just buy things without a need. If you see a good deal on boots, we buy them up. And then we have that to start the next year. So I think with $1,000, you could start maybe within your own local area. And then we had a rummage sale, and all the profits went to Jack Frost this year, and that was $3,400 on that rummage sale. So that was a huge help. We do a pizza Sunday every first Sunday of every month, and that money, the donation money for the pizza, goes toward Jack Frost. So that's $300 or $400 every month. So there's different ways they could fund it beyond the 1,000 startup.
What is the season for your shopping? When do you, what is, And what is your target price for a pair of snow boots?
Okay, the target price, the dream price is $20 or less.
Okay.
For adults, that's pretty much impossible. And we have 13-year-old boys that are wearing a men's 14. So those are expensive boots. But for little people, there are so many places you can go in town and watch for those sales. BOGO sale at Shoe Sensation.
BOGO stands for buy one, get one for
free.
Okay.
Or half off, or however it works for you. I would make sure your organization has a tax-free number, because all of these stores we go to, we use that. I carry that tax-free number in my purse all the time. I think all of us do, just in case.
Do you ever have such good relationships with some of the merchants that they give you a tip to win the next sales coming along?
Well, I did get help at Meijer on that Santa Buck thing, but that's the yes, actually, I have, yeah. As you say that, Shoe Sensation lady is always giving me tips on where there's a good one, you know, or let's go back to the sale boots. I think there's some back there for you. So, yeah, I guess I hadn't thought about that, but true.
Tell us some stories that spur you on, that you can specifically give, that would give a picture that in people's minds of what this ministry is all about.
Well, last year we had a family from the shelter come, walked over.
The homeless shelter?
The Oasis shelter, mm-hmm. which is just two or three blocks from here. And they had gotten off a bus from Tennessee to Cadillac, Michigan in November. And that shock alone, and they were totally unprepared for that. So I met them here during the day, and she came down with two of her children. And that was very worthwhile. I mean, they were wearing summer clothes in Cadillac. We don't do coats at this ministry because it's pretty impossible to keep all that stock. So there is another church in town, St. Anne's Catholic Church, that distributes coats. So people do have to go there if they need additional help, and almost everybody does need a coat. But I'm trying to think of some others. Can you think of any others, Madonna? There are so many stories. I mean, you don't leave here ever thinking, I wish, why is that family here? They didn't need to be here. Every family needs to be here.
So
I
could almost guess that every distribution night, every Wednesday night, there's some story.
Oh, for sure.
There's a story behind every person who's here.
Yeah, that's very true. Every happy story. And we talk about it amongst ourselves when we're cleaning up and getting ready for the next one. Yes, that's very true.
Well, with that in mind, let's give the contact information. And this contact information will be for other ministries that we may want to help support the Jack Frost winter pantry, clothing pantry, or maybe would like to set one up elsewhere. And I really want to emphasize the thing is that these dear ladies, and I'm sure there's some men involved, hopefully.
Ted.
Yes, there's a representative man here, Ted. He does our statistics and stuff here. That I'm sure if it was me, I would want to come and see this for myself. And so give a number, contact information, whatever, so that people can reach out to you and either help you or replicate the good work that you're doing here.
You could contact me, Linda Anderson, 616-822-5037. And that is my cell, and so it would come directly to me. Especially if you're interested in starting your own pantry, which didn't even occur to me until Tom mentioned that this morning, that might be an interest, because this radio station, it has such reaching arms all around the state. That would be wonderful to continue this ministry in other communities, other churches.
And then the church number, so that's available 24 hours a day.
Please, if you have clients in your or people you know that need help, have them call the church, and then I can call them back and schedule. It's 231-775-7111.
That's 231-775-7111. Very good. Well, we're at the basement in the pantry of the Jack Frost winter clothing. And listeners, it's been a wonderful experience. Until next time, we're here with Linda Anderson and Madonna Davis. God bless. Bye now. Hello. How did you find out about the Jack Frost Winter Clothes Pantry?
Oh, the wife had heard about it and she signed us the kids up for it.
Okay. Right now, your children have had some clothes given to them, winter clothes. What has been your experience here at the Jack Frost Winter Clothes Pantry?
Oh, this is great because without them, they wouldn't have any snow pants and my grandson didn't have any good boots to wear.
Can you express the experience that your grandson had when he was dressing? Our listeners need to know that. I enjoyed watching it.
Oh, he's excited. He's super excited. He likes it. And I enjoyed how much care that the volunteers are putting in to make sure that the clothes and the boots fit the kids good, too, so they, you know, because I know if the boots don't fit them, it's not going to be very comfortable and their feet won't stay warm.
That's true. As I understand it, you have a daughter and a grandson that's a part of this program. Tell me about what your daughter's experience was.
Oh, she's enjoying it too. She's she really enjoyed trying to find a pair of boots that fit her.
Okay.
I really like it. I like that you guys are able to do all this for the kids and all this.
Do you feel special because the clothes you're getting are not used, they're brand new?
That's really nice that you guys are able to do that for this and that they're new and not used.
What would you say to all those people who made this possible for you to have these nice new winter clothes?
I really, really appreciate it.
When you're going to be going to school, and won't you feel pretty good about that?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much. It's been a pleasure to speak with you.
Bye.
You have your daughter and your grandson participating in this program. Speak from your personal experience. How important you shared that you had when you were in school.
Oh, right. That's what I was saying. When I was a kid and went to school, when I had to wear hand-me-downs or not new clothes, I got picked on. And so for them to be able to get new clothes, new boots, new snow pants, new gloves, it's comforting to know that they're not going to get teased and picked on for wearing rags to school.
That's exactly what I thought was experienced. And thank you so much for sharing that.
You're welcome.
You are a mother of one of the children that received clothes from the Jack Frost Winter Clothes Pantry. How old is your daughter?
She's 3.
Okay. And what has been your experience here with the pantry? How did you hear about it?
Actually, my best friend, Carrie, told me about it.
Okay. We've just come here. Your daughter, she received this clothes, and what do you think her experience will be, the fact that she has brand new winter clothes?
It's going to be amazing, honestly, because I wouldn't have been able to do it on my own. I appreciate it. She's going to enjoy it, being able to play in the snow.
Absolutely. And she just seemed to have this delightful smile. And talk about how you were treated when you came into this environment, the people that you met, and how...
They were very, very sweet. You guys were very nice, respectful, and made it very easy to understand things. I kind of have a closed head injury, so it was very easy to understand, and I appreciate that you guys were very nice.
Well, thank you so very much.